Happy holidays, everybody. From all of us at Happy Market Research, thanks so much for making 2018 such a great and exciting year. To all of our guests, to all the people who have been providing feedback, referrals, it has been fantastic. I wanted to go out this year with this one great story that recently happened with Ann Beal of Beal Research. I hope you enjoy the story and appreciate you. Go into 2019 with a tremendous amount of thankfulness. Have a great rest of your year.
And I have to say, I'm not that keen about Christmas. I mean, I don't really love the holiday. I find it pretty commercialized. I don't really like getting gifts for people. I mean, sometimes I get it right, but a lot of the times it's really hard picking out gifts for other people. And I feel bad when people give me gifts. I don't really need anything. And, you know, I don't really love the holidays. And to tell you the truth, I have a lot of sort of bitter memories. And I didn't even put up a Christmas tree last year. And the holidays remind me of people who are no longer in my life. People have passed on and there's some nostalgia around it. But for some reason, I said to him, okay, let's go downstairs. I actually have a fake Christmas tree and we have decorations in the storage room, which is in the very back of my home. When we got to the storage room, we smelled smoke. And we thought maybe somebody was burning leaves in the backyard, but we went outside and there was nobody burning leaves back there. So we went back inside and wondered whether the storage unit was on fire, and it was not. And that's when we realized one of the condos above us was on fire. I live in a 3-flat. For some reason, we didn't panic. He called 911, and at that point, I started looking for the cats. I have 3. I have a black cat named Serena, who's 18 years old, and she does not like to be picked up. I chased her around the bedroom and finally got her in a cat carrier. I have another cat who is a feral cat, and she really doesn't like to be picked up. I chased her all around the house, and I finally got her into a cat carrier. But I have a third cat, who's a foster cat, who isn't normally living at my house, who I was watching for somebody. I didn't have a cat carrier. I had no way to get the cat out safely. So I left the cat behind. We ended up going outside with the cats, my partner and I, standing there watching my house. And the firemen arrived, 3 big trucks, 20 firemen. They busted down doors. There was nobody in the building but my partner and I. They busted down doors. They had hoses going up in front of the house and back of the house. They had a ladder going up to the roof, and they contained the fire, I thought. I basically was watching and watching and watching. They don't give you any information, but I'm praying and hoping this fire does not go downstairs to my unit. And I'm thinking about my cat, my foster cat. Oh my gosh. I hope he's going to be safe. And then I'm thinking about all the other things in my home that can never be replaced. My dad's letters to me when I was in college, my grandfather's letters to me when I was a child, all these things that would be gone in an instant. But mostly I was thinking about the cat. They did contain the fire, and it took out the entire wall of the 3rd floor condo unit. It started spreading when we luckily, for some reason, discovered it. The condo on the 3rd floor is uninhabitable due to fire, smoke, and water damage. The condo above me is uninhabitable due to water damage. I had a little bit of water damage, but my place can be lived in. It needs a little bit of work. But I got back into my home. My cats were all fine. They were a little shaken up. And I started thinking about that Christmas tree that I wanted to decorate, which I really wanted to decorate more than anything this year as a result of the fact that this Christmas, I was given the most amazing gift ever. My home and my partner and my cats were all safe after a tremendous, tremendous fire. And for that, I'll always be grateful.
And thank you so much for sharing that story. That was fantastic and a great way to bring in the holidays.
It's a good one, huh?
That's super good. Oh my gosh. Yeah, the appreciation and thankfulness. I tell you what, that is all of us going into 2019. And this is going to be a perfect snippet of the last episode for Happy Market Research 2018. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh, you're so welcome. And count your blessings, really.